You said earlier that people were coming to your law office and you didn't know why they were coming, but you did get involved. You served as chairman of the Tulsa chapter of the American Red Cross.
Yes, that didn't happen in the first year, but I started with Red Cross, became chair of the services for blood donors, then became chair of the committee for emergency and specialized relief. So the department handled floods, that kind of thing. And fortunately, was chair of that committee when Tulsa had its biggest flood.
What year was that?
I think early 50s. And I then became chair following that. But that was a fun experience because there were a lot of friends of mine who, knowing what I was doing, came over just for relief, helped serve coffee and do the things that were necessary, helped lay sandbags, because it really was a flood that affected the residential and some business areas.
A lot of your service in the community, Nancy and you complemented each other.
Yes, our interests were so similar in everything that we enjoyed doing in life. I started doing work with B'nai B'rith, organized a new B'nai B'rith chapter because the old one had closed during the war. I felt we should have one. I was active in the YMCA while she was on the YWCA committees at that time. She was not a board member, she was committee, but a very active and effective committee member. Helped get the Arts and Humanities Council started in Tulsa. I was not on the original board. There were four persons on that original board committee, but I was one of the fifth, sixth, whatever, who helped in the very beginning and counseled on the whole thing.
And she also worked on behalf of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America.
Very definitely. Nancy was extremely active in a number of other organizations. I believe that you probably have that from your earlier interview.